Okay, so time travel. It's like everyone's favorite sci-fi trope, right?
Yeah, for
We
sure.
picture like these crazy machines and wormholes.
Right.
But what if, and stick with me here, what if we've had this whole time thing wrong?
Okay, I'm intrigued.
That's what today's deep dive is all about. The Noelian universe.
Okay.
It's this theory, and get this, it says time isn't a straight line at all, but more like, I don't
A
know.
tapestry.
Yeah, a tapestry. We're going to be diving into the multidimensional tapestry of the Noelian universe.
Oh, I love that paper.
Right. It's like mind-blowing, but also makes total sense. Okay, so the Noelian universe, it basically says the past. It's not separate from right now. It's actively shaping the present.
It's so true, and it's fascinating how much we humans cling to that linear view of time.
Past, present, future.
Yeah, like it's all ticking along in this nice, neat order.
Which would be nice.
Right, but the Noelian universe, it suggests something way more, I don't know,
Intense.
intense, yeah. Where the past isn't just gone, it's like the foundation of everything we're experiencing right now.
It's like when you think what's done is done, but then everyone has those moments where it's like, ugh, what if I'd done that differently?
Exactly.
Is that like our brains kind of tapping into this connection? Like maybe the past isn't as fixed as we think?
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
The source material uses this really cool metaphor to describe it. They talk about a tapestry.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and each thread is a moment in time,
Okay.
all woven together, right? So the past isn't gone. It's literally the fabric of what we experience as the present.
I'm with you so far.
Like, imagine you decided last year to, I don't know, learn a new language.
Okay.
In the Noelian universe, that choice isn't just this past event, it's literally creating a new thread, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
It subtly changes the entire tapestry and influences what you can do today, the options you have.
So that choice to learn a language ripples outward. So
Exactly.
it's not just a one-way street, it's like this feedback loop.
Precisely. And this is where traditional physics kind of hits a wall.
Right, because physics is all about cause and effect.
Yeah, that whole can't unscramble an egg thing.
Exactly. So how does the Noelian universe explain this back and forth, this like cosmic tango between past, present, and future?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. It proposes that particle and wave energy are kind of like the dancers, if you will, in this whole thing.
Okay, I'm picking up what you're putting down, but
Yeah.
for those of us who maybe didn't ace physics class,
Right, of course.
could we like break down this particle wave energy a bit more? What's it actually look like?
Think of it like a hologram.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
It's both a wave of light, right, but also like a 3D image.
Right.
Depends on how you look at it. The Noelian universe says reality is kind of like that.
Okay.
It's both wave entity particle constantly doing this like dance, influencing each other.
Okay, so I'm picturing a hologram.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
how does that connect to like our everyday choices and stuff?
Okay, so imagine tossing a pebble into a pond, right?
Whew!
The ripples spreading out, those are like the waves
Coming from where?
from like the vastness of the universe shaping reality from the outside in, you know. But then, at the same time, you have this burst of energy when the pebble hits the water,
Right.
right? Those are like the particles shooting out into the universe from every point in space and time.
So every moment, choice, thought we have, it's like those pebbles making ripples in this, like,
This massive cosmic pond.
exactly, I was gonna say, a cosmic pond.
Yes, and each ripple, each wave, that's us sending out new energy, new particles that affect the whole tapestry.
Okay, this is where it gets really wild.
Tell me.
Because now you're saying that our consciousness, like our thoughts or decisions, they're part of this whole cosmic dance.
It's true, yeah. It's a lot to take in,
And
right?
it's like, whoa, we're not just along for the ride, we're like shaping the ride as we go.
It really makes you think, right?
It does. And this is where, if I remember correctly, you were going to bring in those sophons from remembrance of Earth's past.
Yes, excellent memory. Because remember, those tiny supercomputers,
They were messing with everyone.
they could manipulate physics,
Yeah.
right? But also, they could like warp how people saw reality.
It's like, how do you even know what's real at that point?
Exactly. That's the point. It blurred the lines between what was actually happening
Right.
and what people thought was happening.
Yeah, okay, but how does that connect to like the Noelian universe? We don't have cell phones messing with us. At least I don't think so.
Well, it's all about how consciousness fits into this whole thing, right?
Okay.
We tend to think of ourselves as separate, like we're just observing reality from a
Yeah,
distance.
like watching a movie or
Yeah,
something.
exactly. But what if we're in the movie, you know? What if we're in the hologram? actively shaping it with every thought, every choice we make.
So you're saying we're all like mini siphons.
In a way, yeah. Constantly influencing the universe around us just by being in it,
yeah.
By making choices.
And those choices, they don't just stay in our little bubble. They ripple outward and affect everything.
The whole tapestry of time.
Okay, wow. That is a lot to process.
It is. And it brings us to like a really big question, a question for you listening right now. If the past is always shaping the present and we're part of that process, then what does that mean for the choices you're making right now?
It's a lot of pressure. Like, what if I order the wrong thing for dinner? Is that going to mess up the space-time continuum?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
But it does make you think, right, about the weight of our choices,
right.
The impact they could have, even our thoughts.
Yeah, because if we're all connected in this big cosmic tapestry, like you're saying, then nothing is really insignificant, is it?
It's humbling, isn't it? We usually think of our lives as these separate stories, but the Noellian universe suggests something way more interconnected. Like our choices, thoughts, even our regrets, they're all adding to this big story of the universe.
Okay, but instead of freaking out about every little thing, maybe we should be thinking about the kind of ripples we want to create.
Exactly.
Like for all mini sophons, we might as well use our powers for good, right?
That's the spirit. And what's cool about the Noellian universe is that it's not saying everything's predetermined.
Okay, so there's still free will.
Absolutely. Just because the past influences the present doesn't mean our future is set in stone. If anything, this theory says we have even more power than we thought, you know?
Okay, because we can kind of nudge things in a certain direction.
Yes. Huh. Every choice we make is a chance to kind of nudge the tapestry, create a ripple that could shift everything.
So it's like that butterfly effect, but on a like universal scale.
Exactly.
It reminds me of that quote, "To see a world in a grain of sand and a heaven in a wildflower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour."
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, William Blake, love it.
It's kind of what this whole Noellian universe thing feels like, you know? Like every little thing matters.
It's a different way of seeing the world, isn't it? Understanding that we're all connected, our stories are all woven together, and each of us has this power to shape the future, to shape time itself.
That's a pretty amazing thought to end on. So next time you're facing a choice, big or small, remember those ripples, that tapestry of time and consciousness we talked about. Who knows what kind of amazing future we could create, one pebble, one thought, one choice at a time. And hey, until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep.